The only truly safe way to avoid a bad drug experience is to never touch drugs in the first place. And yeah, in theory, that sounds great. But with Schoolies Week rolling in, we all know what's about to happen. A lot of teenagers are going to experiment whether we like it or not. And across Australia, more and more doctors, harm reduction workers, and health advocates are saying that when it comes to drug use, just say no isn't enough. They argue that harm prevention, meeting young people where they're actually at, is far more realistic than preaching abstinence. And that's where pill testing comes in. It was even available at Schoolies in 2024, but not this year. The Queensland government has taken a firm stance against it, pulling the service entirely. So if you're a parent and your teenager is heading to the Gold Coast for Schoolies, does that make you nervous? You're about to hear from a drug checking service provider who was responsible for the trial site at Schoolies on the Gold Coast last year, and a 19-year-old who plans on using pill testing at a music festival this weekend. But first, Jenny Ross King understands just how critical it is to get the conversation about drugs with your kids right. Jenny, welcome back to Life Matters.
Hi, Tegan. Thanks for having me again.
So, Jenny, you lost your daughter Alex to a drug overdose in 2019. Do you mind telling that story?
Yeah, sorry. Never gets easier.
I'm sorry.
Alex consumed MDMA tablets in 2019 after seeing drug detection dogs. So she'd consumed two tablets as entering into the festival. She had already consumed one about an hour beforehand, and she overheated. Obviously didn't know what was going on. Her friends didn't know what was going on, and she didn't come home.
Jenny, you've told this story so many times over the last 6 years, and I can just still hear how raw it is for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't change. It was just so unnecessary and preventable. And it breaks my heart that, you know, potentially someone else's child could go, you know, they could go through this too. And it doesn't have to be like that.
What do you want to have happen?
Wow, so much. I mean, pill testing is, I think, obviously one area that, you know, needs to happen. Young people need somewhere to go and speak to a health professional. You've got Cameron on the show in a little while, and he'll be able to go through all the positives of all that. And, you know, I think if Alex had access to a service like that on the day, she would have used it, most definitely.
That may have given
her more insight as to what was happening to her and her body. And she may be here today with me, supporting, you know, further information and education for young people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to ask. What could she have known about what she was taking at the time?
Not very much. She had screenshots on her phone of effects and things like that, but she really, you know, her and her friends had experimented before, but not in that environment. I mean, it was a 35, 37 degree day in Parramatta Park, very little shelter and shade. So it was the perfect storm for something to go wrong. There was 11 or 10 other kids that went to hospital that night. Alex was just the only one that didn't come home.
Oh my gosh. What kind of conversations had you had together before that?
Oh, look, honestly, nothing that I would have today. You know, I didn't experiment with drugs when I was younger, so, and Alex knew that, so I really had no credibility whatsoever with her. I didn't know where to go to look for the information. I wouldn't have even known what drugs to even begin to research to be able to have a decent conversation. It was the abstinence, you know, drugs are bad for you. Firstly, they're illegal for a reason. Like all the things that generally, you know, the general people sort of say to their young person, like, don't take drugs, you know, they can kill you and all this sort of stuff. But young people, nothing bad's going to happen. You know, youth gives them this perception that they're going to live forever. So when they do things that potentially are not good for their health, then they don't think about dying, most certainly not when it comes to recreational drugs. They're doing it to have a good time.
Jenny, it's so awful that the reason why you're so well informed and passionate today is because you lost your daughter over it. Cameron Francis is trying to help people head them off at the pass a bit more. CEO of The Loop, which is a drug checking service provider operating in New South Wales, Victoria, and previously in Queensland. Cameron, welcome to Life Matters.
Morning, Tegan.
We heard Jenny's story just now. Alex took a drug that's pretty common with young people, MDMA. What do we know about how common this is at an event like Schoolies, which is happening from this weekend?
Yeah, look, I just want to firstly acknowledge Jen's loss and all the other families around the country that have lost their young people and family members to drugs and drug overdose. We know that at events like Schoolies and similar kinds of music events, drugs like MDMA are really common. It's obviously tricky to know exactly how common it is, but I know that when we engaged with young people at Schoolies Week last year, I mean, we spoke to more than 1,000 schoolies and we were out hitting the streets and, you know, a very large proportion of those were telling us that they were planning on using drugs. And, you know, we also were sort of picking up from those young people that most of them were really inexperienced as well, and that either, you know, used only a couple of times before and some had never used drugs before, but they were telling us that they were planning on doing that while they were at school.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking with Cameron Francis, who's the CEO of the national drug checking service, The Loop, and Jenny Ross King, who's become a drug harm prevention advocate after her daughter's overdose death in 2019. The Gold Coast, the site of one of the biggest Schoolies events in the country, is no longer going to have drug checking there after having the service last year on trial. The Queensland government shut it down entirely. On the text line, Anna says, those against drug testing need to understand it doesn't stop drug consumption, nor does it encourage it. It simply tells the potential user what they've actually got and what might happen if they take it. Jude says, I have a 17-year-old. He is a fabulous human, adventurous, and no doubt he'll experiment with drugs. My younger one, probably not. Jude says, no way is he going to Queensland for Schoolies. We'll support him to experiment in a safer environment. Cameron, what are your concerns about the lack of drug checking services on the Queensland's Gold Coast this year?
Look, I think, you know, experience last year, as I said, was that we realised that most of those young people have very little drug education. Some of the young people that we were speaking to, you know, they were telling us about some of the education they were getting in schools or not getting in schools, and even like some really simple information that we were providing to people. Our real focus was explaining the risks of overdose of MDMA and particularly the signs and symptoms of MDMA overdose and what that might look like and when to get help and where help is available. And what we were hearing from the schoolies was that, you know, they just wish someone had told them some of that information soon. Their understandings of things like drug overdose had often come from the movies, or it had come from things their friends had told them, and a lot of that wasn't true. And, you know, explaining the signs and symptoms of overdose on a drug like MDMA is actually quite straightforward. It's really easy to explain that. And the young people, they want that information. They want people to have honest conversations with them because they want to stay safe with their friends as well. So they're hungry for the information, and I think it's up to us to really make sure we can provide that to them.
I will say we did invite the Queensland Health Minister, Tim Nicholls, onto the program. He wasn't available, but his team provided us with a statement. A Queensland Health spokesperson said, there is no safe way to take drugs. Taking drugs is dangerous and can have dire consequences. We encourage young people going to Schoolies to stay safe and take care of their friends. Ensuring the health and safety of young people at major events is very important. That's why Queensland Health will continue to deliver alcohol and other drug prevention, early intervention and harm reduction responses, as well as a suite of specialist alcohol and other drug treatment services across Queensland. And we will put the full statement on the ABC Radio National's website. Cameron, what do you make of this abstinence argument?
I mean, I find it really disappointing. It's like we're back in the 80s again. We know that politicians making statements about, like, you shouldn't take drugs is not effective. No lives are saved by the health minister making those kinds of statements. We know that despite our best efforts to try to prevent drug use, people do make the decision to use drugs, and particularly in environments like Schoolies. harm reduction responses are there when our other responses have failed. And that includes our supply reduction responses, our demand reduction responses. When that has failed, what we need to do is to keep people safe and to help them make better decisions. And for a lot of young people, drug use is a transitory sort of thing that they do while they're young. And they, you know, make decisions that when they're older, they may not make. And what we want to do is keep them safe through that period of time and keep everyone alive.
But I mean, in that statement, they argue that they are providing harm reduction programs, that there's information, there's a Safer Schoolies program on their website. Do you think those are sufficient?
No, it's really not sufficient. I know that they use the words harm reduction, but the reality is that the Schoolies response in Surfers Paradise is a very strong police-led response. We found young people very scared of accessing our service because there's significant policing operations happening in Surfers Paradise, which makes young people really scared to come forward to have conversations about drugs. So while they may say those kinds of words, the reality is really different. And the experience of young people at Schoolies is really different. They do not feel that they're in a safe and supportive environment to talk about drugs. There's a very heavy, obvious police presence. There's a lot of messaging to Schoolies about being arrested for drugs. And so that really does create quite an unsafe environment.
I'm interested to hear a bit more about what you found last year. It was sort of a trial that the Loop did at Schoolies on the Gold Coast. What kind of messages were you hearing from the kids, and what were you hoping to do this year?
Look, what we were hearing from the Schoolies was that they were super reluctant to come into our service. I mean, they were being searched, they were being wandered for weapons across the Surfers Paradise precinct. And a lot of those wanding operations would lead to a pat-down search. And for a lot of young people, that's really scary. And if they've got drugs on them, we know young people were getting arrested for drugs secondary to a wanding search, which was looking for things like knives. So that sort of had that unintended consequence, I think, of making young people reluctant to access. But the young people we were speaking to, though, I mean, like 80% of them had never spoken to a health professional about alcohol and drugs before. About 90% of the people that came to the service had only used drugs a couple of times before, and even a few of them had never used drugs before at all. So they're incredibly naive audience who are really inexperienced, and that makes them at much more risk of drug-related harm when they're so inexperienced. So we also found that the people that came into the service were really susceptible to the information we were providing. We got about half of the people that came into our service told us that they would use a lower dose of drugs after accessing the service. And that's because our staff have explained the risks of overdose to them. And those young people, because they are a little bit more inexperienced, are really receptive to those messages. They want to hear it, and we're able to deliver that in an honest way, in a really authentic way that they take on board. So it was really successful at changing the behaviour of the people that came in. What we were hoping to do this year was to expand the service. I mean, last year was a real challenge because of an election happened 2 weeks before our service operated, which made it really uncertain as to whether we would go ahead or not. So we didn't get great communications with the Schoolies to let them know that we were there. So this year what we would have done is massively expand those communications and make sure that every Schoolie, before they even get to Surfers Paradise, know that we're there. We would have expanded our opening hours as well, so we could be open much longer. We only had a very limited period that we could operate in. And we'd also probably work more closely with police around understanding how it is that some of those policing practices can impact on health and help-seeking behaviour from young people, and how we can best kind of balance those two needs to make sure there are no weapons in the precinct, but also to make sure that young people feel safe to get help for drugs if they need it.
So, Jenny, we're about to hear from a 19-year-old who is planning to take recreational drugs at a festival where pill testing will be available. Without the Schoolies example, there are many more drug testing services around than there used to be. Jenny, do you feel hopeful that teenagers can get better information about the drugs they're taking than Alex was able to?
I really do. I really hope so. I mean, you know, it's certainly improved over the last 6 years after the inquest and after, advocates have been coming forward and so on. So I do believe that it will improve. But I just, you know, it's It's politicians taking this moral ground over a health approach. I'm lost for words that, you know, the Queensland government did what they did. They did it before any sort of reporting and data came out. They basically just did it because their moral compass suggested that, we can't do that because it encourages drug taking, which is, you know, there is no evidence that suggests that. And Cameron said all that and very articulately. They're the ones that are talking to these young people. They're the ones that are explaining all these things. And, you know, I mean, for the short period that they were open, I have no doubt in my mind that they saved every single life that walked into that service.
Jenny, what's your final message to parents?
Well, I guess it comes back to that moral compass that, you know, don't let their personal moral compass get in the way of allowing their child access to information that could save their lives or someone else's.
On the text line, one person says, "Hi, Tegan. I have 16-year-old kids, so this has been discussed. I had a lot of experience in recreational drugs in my 20s. Today's drugs are cut with more fatal things, so this pill testing is great. More importantly, symptoms, what to look out for. Stick with your mates, never wander alone. What to mix with what and the order to take drugs and alcohol. Importantly, never be afraid to ask for help. Saying no is like sticking your head in the sand." Well, this is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor. You've been hearing from Jenny Ross King, who's a drug harm prevention advocate now after her daughter's overdose death in 2019, and Cameron Francis, who's CEO of National Drug Checking Service, The Loop. But schoolies isn't the only place where pill testing has been trialled. In New South Wales, a 12-month trial is underway at different locations, and one of them is Strawberry Fields, a music festival that's happening this weekend. And I got to speak to Sophia earlier. She's a 19-year-old who is planning to take recreational drugs at the festival, but she'll be seeking out the drug checking service first.
I definitely will be using the pill testing. I haven't actually used any of the pill testing services before. I want to make sure that I am fully aware of what I'm actually going to be putting into my body. I know someone who took something that she thought was something and then found out it was something completely different, which was very scary for her. And I think ever since that happened, we've been talking about it a bit more, I think. If I found out that what I was planning on taking was not what it was advertised as, or then I would definitely not take them, because I don't know the effects that can happen. I would definitely be very interested to know how different drugs interact. I know personally, I've only found out recently, and my friends have only found out recently, that certain things you are not supposed to mix with alcohol, and we always did. And finding out what can happen and what does happen is scary, and now we know not to do that. And I would definitely like to know what drugs you are not supposed to mix. I don't think that, you know, offering pill testing at Strawberry has encouraged any of my friends to take drugs. I don't think that has changed their decision or, you know, encouraged them to do something that they weren't going to do otherwise. As much as we can hope that people are not going to take drugs at festivals or just in general, people are going to. That is just a fact. And I think that pill testing just allows people to be safer about it and be more educated about it, and, you know, can help people make smarter choices and actually save lives, honestly.
So that's Sophia, 19-year-old, going to Strawberry Fields Music Festival this weekend. On the text line, one person says, "As a mother of a 17-year-old son who won't be at schoolies, it really bothers me that the ABC appears to be normalising drug use in teens. It's not normal. It's illegal. I agree with no testing. Where does this end? Who runs it and who manages it? And how can testing do anything else but encourage illegal backyard drug operations and importing? Sadly," this person says, "abstinence is the only safe way. A 17-year-old is surely able to understand the concept of risk and the Russian roulette of taking drugs from a street seller. Please don't think most teens want to experiment with illegal drugs. There are plenty who don't and won't because they understand the risks." Cameron, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, and I think it's probably true. There probably are a large number of young people who are not going to use drugs, and that's great. What we're there to do is to keep the ones who do make the decision to use drugs safe and to give them with accurate information about what they're consuming and what the risks might be. We are essentially the ambulance at the top of the cliff. We're the very last step that we've got if someone has drugs literally in their pocket that they are intending to take that day. That's what a drug checking service is there to do, is to be that very last ambulance at the top of the cliff to stop people from, you know, we can prevent people taking drugs. I mean, about 14% of people who came through our fixed site drug checking service threw their drugs in the bin after speaking with one of our staff. So we definitely don't encourage drug use. We know that we actually reduce drug use by explaining the risks to people and helping them make better decisions.
It doesn't give them a false sense of security. They get the drugs tested, walk away thinking it's safe and fine.
They walk away understanding the risks of drug use much better than they did before they came through the door. So our job and our staff are really skilled at doing this, is actually about explaining those risks to people in a way that is very personalised to them. It's delivered in a way that they comprehend and understand, and it's relevant for them and their friends. And so by doing that, those risks are really highlighted. And we definitely do not see people leaving the service thinking, high-fiving each other and how great it is. We definitely increase people's concerns and levels of anxiety about using drugs.
Where should parents or kids go for more information?
Look, I think there is some really good information online. The Alcohol and Drug Foundation has some great information. There's also Safe Sesh is a really great online resource as well that provides information about drugs. I think, you know, the most important thing I think for parents is to be really honest with their young people. A lot of parents, like Jen was saying, a lot of parents don't know about a lot of these different drugs, and you can't expect parents to know everything. But I think, you know, sitting down with your young person and having a conversation, asking them where they get their information from, and maybe having a look together. And there are some really great, you know, online resources out there, particularly both government and non-government organisations that work in alcohol and drugs, and have great info. So, yeah, really recommend parents check out, particularly Alcohol and Drug Foundation, ADF. Our website, they've got some resources there specifically aimed at parents to have that conversation with their young person.
Well, Cameron, Jenny, thank you both so much for joining me. Cameron Francis is CEO of the National Drug Checking Service, The Loop. Jenny Ross King became a drug harm prevention advocate after her daughter's overdose death in 2019. And you also heard from 19-year-old Sophia about how she and her friends feel about drug checking services. Thank you for your texts as well. Some real division on the text line. Kate says the Queensland government did say they'd cut out pill testing if they were voted in, and they did. People voted them in. Can the kids carry their own pill testers if they're choosing to take the option to take? Chris says pill testing saves lives, as do social media sites that advise of bad drugs being sold. Chris says, lost my beautiful niece to an overdose when she was partying with friends. Kids will experiment with drugs. At least minimise the harm. It's a no-brainer.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.